From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use. No doubt continues now. This is the broadcast for August 13th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two. I am Sam Bushman, finally back live on your radio. Wow, has it been a brutal battle for life, liberty, and property, that's for sure. And it's absolutely more than personal these days. Let me give you a quick story, then our guest Dr. Bradley joins me. So on the 3rd, well, let me start over. On the 25th of July, I got super sick with a headache and a cold and everything else. I didn't know what it was. By July 31st, I understood and had tested with an antigen test from Walmart, COVID positive. And at first, I stayed on the air with COVID and did just fine. But then eventually, it affected and directly hit my lungs hard. And it took me off the air from what? The last broadcast I did with Cliff Kincaid was on the 3rd. I'm live now again today, and hopefully we'll be going forward here. And the battle has been really difficult. It's attacked my lungs. I've had to go on oxygen. I literally had to go to the hospital 2 times. They had to stabilize me with fluids and such like that. They sent me home each time. The first time, they didn't take it seriously. The second time, they took it more seriously. But either way, the bottom line is people are saying, Sam, why would you go to the hospital? Don't let them put you on a ventilator. I get all those things. At the same time, what do? Well, Sam, it's easy. Don't you just get an MMS treatment? Sam, it's easy. Don't you just go ahead and just get ivermectin or, you know, hydroxychloroquine or something like that, and you're good to go, right, Sam? This is easy. Come on, we can solve this. This is where the patriot community falls apart, in my opinion, big time. We talk a good talk and a good game about all these different solutions, but we have no clue when it becomes reality. And I'm as guilty of it as the next guy. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just telling you that it's a lot easier said than done. It's very hard to get doctors to subscribe ivermectin. When the doctors and the medical personnel find out you are not vaccinated, believe it or not, there's an unwritten rule that I'm discovering now because I have people in the medical professional telling me about it. If you are not vaccinated, the motto is no compassion. If you are not vaccinated, the motto is no compassion. And they will not help you. And I'm going to give you a little summary of a conversation I had with a doctor to make the point. I say to the doc several times while in the hospital, you know, the big problem, doctor, is this coughing. My coughing is not productive. I can't get a handle on it. It's my lungs. I just cough. And every time I cough, my fever goes up. My lungs go into a spasm. My headache hurts 10 times worse. It's just a vicious spiral. Whenever the coughing starts, man, all off to the races to where can't breathe, can't this. Can't. And the doctor didn't really say much about it. And then I brought it up again. The doctor really didn't say much about it. Eventually, they're about to release me to go home, and I'm like, I got to do something about this, so I bring it up again. And he's like, I can give you some cough syrup. Did you hear what he just said? I can give you some cough syrup. I'm literally in the hospital, can't breathe, on oxygen, and they want to give me cough syrup to help my lungs. So we push harder, and we say, no, listen, we've got to have something stronger than that, you know. Anyway, he eventually decides he's going to give me a steroid for my lungs, which is good. It's not the best choice, but it's better than nothing by a long shot. And then I say, but I got to have something to loosen up the cough to make my cough productive and to suppress the cough so that my lungs can get stronger. Anyway, he looks at us and he goes, well, if you don't want cough syrup, what would you recommend? And I'm like thinking, I am a COVID patient, sicker than a dog in your hospital, and you offer me cough syrup. And then if I don't have, or then you look at me and say, what would your answer be? Now, here's the interesting thing about this idea that I'm telling you about. No vaccine, no compassion. Then we look at him because we had some people do some due diligence for us. We were on the phone asking, what do we need? What do we need to do? Talking to friends and family and loved ones and everything else. And thank God for them. But we said, well, they've got these, I can't remember what they're called, Tesla or Teslon pearls or something like that. We said, what about Teslon pearls? He goes, oh, that's a great idea. Sure, that works great. I'll subscribe that. But he wasn't about to offer that unless we put it on the record first. How come? Answer, my guess, my personal opinion, I don't have proof of this, but no compassion. No vaccine, no compassion. And so I don't understand the whole thing. I'm telling you, though, that this is a serious change in the world we live in now. The doctors and the nurses and the professionals in the medical arena used to say, you know, first do no harm. Now it's no vaccine, no compassion. With that, Dr. Bradley, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, I'm grateful for your update here. I thought you were just on a sabbatical. You know, you needed a break, right? And I really did need a break,
but not for what you're thinking.
No, I'm glad you're back, and hopefully you'll just make a quick and full recovery. And you know, I tell people to stay healthy because we need all the friends we can get, and certainly that is the case in the world we're in right now. I really can't think of anything that's happening in the world right now from an officialdom kind of position, you know, whether it's the medical or the political or the religious or the, you know, the social or the, I mean, you pick any subject you want. And things have been cobbled together in such a manner that things are upside down and backwards. And it's disheartening, although I must admit expected, and now that I have had the chance to even cogitate on it for a moment or two, what you're saying about the way they're handling things. I look at the largest medical provider in the state of Utah, and I've watched them through this last year and a half. And they have been at the forefront of the propagandizing that goes on. And, I mean, what happens when you get medical organizations that sponsor governor press conferences to talk about their philosophy about what ought to happen with the jab? I mean, this is, they're controlling every avenue. It makes me feel very sad when I hear newscasts that have medical pharma products that are woven into the things, that, you know, the little commercial breaks and so on and so forth. They're buying the agenda, and they're controlling every aspect of all information on it. I mean, you know, I've been deplatformed and everything. But the fact of the matter is that now you're telling me that these physicians that should be centrally focused on trying to, you know, cure and alleviate and bless the lives of their fellow man are really becoming kind of, I don't know, they've abandoned, you know, the benign approach to things and have actually become an instrument of the system. So yeah, it's very disheartening what you're telling me, but I'm glad you're where you are now. And I it sounds to me like, though, that you still have got a ways to go, and I hope you're taking some kind of a wise approach to this so that you don't get kind of so far behind the curve it's hard to make it back, you know.
Yeah, so the no compassion that I'm mentioning, I don't think every medical personnel believes it. There's a lot that were very kind to me. There were a lot that really did what they could. There were a lot that were very appropriate. They didn't care if I was vaccinated or not. They just said, listen, this is beating us all up and, you know, stuff like that. But I do believe there are those who have this attitude. They're not going to actively try to kill you, probably, although some of them may even be that way in other hospitals. I don't know. In this one, though, they weren't really doing anything negative. They were just, in some ways, the ones that were the no vaccine, no compassion kind of a mode people. They were kind of like, we're not going to offer anything to you. Oh, you got a cough? We'll do some cough syrup. It took me to bring up an appropriate prescription that would make a difference enough to matter. And then he said, oh, yeah, I can do that. But why is he asking me what would I recommend? I mean, I appreciate that if we go through five or six things and I'm allergic to stuff or whatever else. And he's like, listen, what do you think we can use? I get that discussion. But in this case, he offers cough syrup, and I say, no, we need something a little stronger, a little better. What would you recommend? At some point, he's kind of saying, look, I'm not going to give you anything, but if you put it on the record, I'll have to. And so this is a serious, serious, serious sea change in the medical industry. And let's be clear, it's not all of them, but it is a, in my opinion, an evil that's rearing its ugly head in healthcare right now. And I suspect to you that it's going to get nothing but worse.
Well, I would presume that you're accurate in your assessment of that. And I think I would agree that there are a percentage that are vaccine resistant that are within the healthcare industry, and probably those people would be more likely to have some feeling, of caring about this whole thing. The very most senior management, it appears to me, based upon all of the announcements and everything that I've heard, all of their promotions and everything, they're rabid. They're not just avid, they're rabid about the approach. In fact, there were some tests that were there was some studies that were to be done in Utah at the largest medical provider. I guess we'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, right. When we come back, Utah medical provider. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, and I will explain to you guys exactly what I have planned for my continued recovery. That's important as well. And I agree with Dr. Bradley. You can't fall among cutthroats, ladies and gentlemen. You got to have good, kind hands and loved ones around you that truly have your best interest at heart. That is the biggest battle. And it's taken me 20 days to find the right people that can make it happen. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Dr. Scott Bradley at the helm today, doing a great job. So you were mentioning, Doctor?
Well, there was to be a study done on hydroxychloroquine by this large institution that has such a big footprint. It's all on everybody's throat. Get that image in your mind for a while. Anyway, about a nanosecond into it, and that's a little bit of an overstatement, they said, no, we're not going to do this. This is dangerous. This is not, we're not going to have a good outcome with this. And so they deep-sixed it. But all across the world, this product and ivermectin, two of probably the most prescribed pharma in all of history of the world, in terms of, you know, the modern world, certainly, I mean, they've been around for decades and decades, almost no cost whatsoever to get these things. And if they were effective in treating the COVID, it would have cut the legs out from underneath the development of a vaccine. And so there's an agenda that says, oh, no, no, we can't find this effective. There have been tons of studies that have been done in the last year and a half, valid, you know, double-blind placebo studies that have been published that have indicated the efficacy of those approaches to treating this. And yet, because some of these large organizations seem so connected to the agenda, to the narrative, to the storyline, to the script, that they cut the legs out from underneath that to avoid it from happening, that is not what I would call, you know, your family doctor, the guy that's there for you in your hard times or anything like that. No, they're there as a corporation. They're there as the, it would seem to me, the one that has skin in the game financially and probably has a close relationship with some of the organizations that are pressing this. All of these could be called allegations, but you look at the circumstantial evidence and you say, we need an investigation. I would love to see the interconnecting matrix. That's another good term that, for those that followed the movie, about how crazy this is, this matrix of who is actually driving. And I look at the World Economic Forum, for example. The World Economic Forum, of course, is going for this great reset. Now that society's broken down, we're all in collapse, we're in ashes, now we can remake this in our
own
image. By the
way, last hour we talked about the Great Reset in detail. It's a coming like a freight train, buddy.
It is indeed. And this, the largest healthcare institution in the state of Utah, is considered a partner in the, go look it up. You know, get on their website, on the World Economic Forum, and look up their partners in healthcare. They're there. So if you've got people that seemingly have associations that are, I mean, if you're associating with somebody that has, you know, kind of a bad rep, you got to wonder why. Are you of that same mindset, you know? I mean, you remember in the old, the very first Rocky, when that teenage girl was hanging around with the little rough guys that are standing around in the street corners and everything like that. Rocky takes her aside kind of as a father figure and says, you know, you can't do this. Your reputation's at stake and everything. And he gives her this talk and she tells him to jump off a bridge, you know, basically. But the point of the matter is, you look at who people associate with and you have to say, well, maybe they're birds of a feather flocking together. And that's what I'm a little bit worried about, some of these big interlocking matrices that are put together and some of these large organizations. You have to wonder what their real true motivation is. And I don't think it's Sam Bushman and his cough. I don't think it's getting you through this. I don't think they give a hang and you're just another, you know, line item on a revenue stream. So it's very tragic to me the way this situation is unfolding. But by the way, I will say that I do have some inside knowledge about some of the things that are going on in some areas. There are people in healthcare that are pushing back on the
Let's talk about that in just a second here. Okay. When we'll get to that, and we'll get to my personal experiences and the right kind of thing. I want to make this very, very, very clear, and I've been really hesitant to say this. I've waited a year and a half to say this because I really wanted my ducks in a row. But now that I've experienced COVID, and I don't know if it's variant D or Delta or what variant that I've got. You know, there's
or how would they know, by the way?
But well, go the doctors ahead with your tell statement. You that, the doctors told me they can't know.
Yeah, well, there you go. So how come we're saying, oh, we've got this big surge. Oh, my goodness, we're all going to die.
Because
it's so much preferred.
We want to lie. Here's the deal. I am convinced that COVID-19 has literally been created by those who want to do a global reset. Those who want to destroy America, they have tried for years and years and years the peaceful way. And they can't get it done. And now they're moving to the next level, which is literally, in my opinion, they have taken COVID-19 or natural, whatever you want to call it, natural viruses out there that don't really harm anybody, that eventually you might get sick and eventually people develop an immunity to, a natural immunity to, and we all, you know, survive. I believe they have literally taken that. They have brought it into a lab. Fauci and others are nothing but con men for the game, but they're criminals nevertheless. And they have literally intentionally created a gain of function beyond research now. They have created a gain of function super weapon. They have weaponized this virus, and they have done it intentionally, and they released it intentionally to further these causes. And why have I taken so long to come to this conclusion? A lot of the pieces of the puzzle were there before, ladies and gentlemen, for me. The piece about, hey, they funded gain-of-function research, documented by Anthony Fauci and Rand Paul. Fauci trying not to admit it, Paul catching him in lies. Rand Paul doing a great job there. Not just because of that, but because of the cover-up that's taking place. Because of the agenda culturally that is happening is the biggest reason that I'm now convinced this is the case. When you turn the medical personnel against the American people and say no vaccine, no compassion, what's next? No gay lesbian agenda, no compassion? You got a traditional family? No kindness for you. How dare you? Populating the world, ruining everything, having an SUV, whatever the case may be, eventually they're turning this into a wedge into society. And so these solutions that could really be brought to the helm that we're about to talk about with Dr. Bradley, healthcare alternatives and everything else which is coming in the conversation, I want to talk about that in detail, but I also want to mention they don't want them to come to fruition. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, several other solutions, MMS treatment, many others, all at the helm, and none of them are really giving credence at all. In fact, when you go into the hospital, they don't recommend any of those things at all. Okay, all they say is, hey, you're going to have to drink a lot of juice and get some bed rest there and sleep it off kind of thing. If it gets really bad, they're like, we can do some cough syrup for you. If it gets really bad, really bad, we could throw you on a ventilator, which means, for the most part, virtually certain death. And anything in between, well, we can do a few things here and there and hope we can save you. That's what the general medical community across the country is believing and doing. And sadly, it's an outright lie. And then even if they do hear about ivermectin, even if they do hear about hydroxychloroquine, even if they do hear about MMS or many other options, even if they do hear about vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, etc., they don't really recommend it much. The hospital didn't really recommend much of anything to me, except for, it really sucks you down, sir. We'll go ahead and give you some, what do they call those things? LRs, lactated ringers is what they're called. And those are great. Don't get me wrong. For hydration, if you have to have that, those are, lactated ringers. Those are a blessing. But let me tell you right now, unless you do something then after that to fortify it, you're just going to get dehydrated and melt down once again when you get home. Go back to the hospital. Same kind of go around the barn. All I'm telling you is this is something where either these doctors and nurses are completely ignorant of the truth of how to help people get well, or they're refusing to do it. I don't know which. But what I do know is this. I am convinced that they have weaponized this, and they have used it against the world, and they are war criminals. That we need to absolutely create Nuremberg trials equivalents to right now. And that's where I want to go, Dr. Bradley, with the next segment. We'll get into this detail of this evil, intentional, hatched plan. And then in the final segment, we'll talk about some of these doctors and what can really be done to help you faster than I got help. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban is claiming they have captured Kandahar, the birthplace of their movement and the second largest city in Afghanistan. It's the 12th provisional capital overrun by the Taliban in about a week. President Biden has put another 3,000 boots on the ground to assist the evacuation of embassy personnel in the capital of Kabul. A Hurricane Hunter aircraft has found Fred very near tropical storm strength. As of 11 p.m. Eastern Thursday, Fred was 450 miles east-southeast of Key West, Florida. Maximum sustained winds are only 35 miles an hour. A tropical storm watch is in effect for the Florida Keys west of Ocean Reef to the Dry Tortugas National Park at the mouth of the Gulf. Anita Dunn, a senior advisor to President Biden, has been able to get around publicly disclosing her personal finances and business interests due to an ethics loophole. She has left the White House officially Thursday and will now focus on Biden's re-election campaign. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to see record numbers of illegal immigrants entering the United States, many infected with the coronavirus. Tim Berg with the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
U.S. border officials recorded more than 210,000 encounters with illegal immigrants crossing the southern border in July alone, a number not experienced in decades. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas made a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday and is downplaying the July encounters number.
The situation at the border is one of the toughest challenges we face. We have seen surges in migration before. We've seen them in the past, and migration surges are not new.
Mayorkas also blaming the Trump administration for reducing aid to countries like Guatemala. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and a happy TGIF to you, my friends. Yes, it is Friday the 13th. USA Radio News.
All right, Dr. Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. FreedomsRisingSun.com is website. Check it out. Incredible videos and a whole lot more there. Weekly webinars on the Constitution, just to get started. His collegiate series to preserve the nation there as well. FreedomsRisingSun.com. So, Dr. Bradley, I'm now committing to this blatantly on the air. And I'm always careful to do this because, again, you never know the truth. You want to be very careful sometimes. But I am convinced that they have intentionally used gain of function, not research, because it's now done. Gain of function action is what I'm going to call it, to create, in my opinion, the weapon to be used to destroy America. And this weapon is COVID-19. And they have literally weaponized it. They have intentionally released it on the American people. It's not just the communist Chinese. Yeah, they're involved in it. So is Fauci. They're low-level ranking, you know, bureaucrats and pipsqueaks. But the truth is, they're war criminals. And the truth is that this is intentionally done. Your thoughts?
Well, you would ask at first, what kind of monster would do such a thing? And I think we have them right before our eyes. I've got something that I wrote, this is more than 24 years ago. And I would say to you, though, that the COVID thing is not the sum and substance of it all. There are so many other tentacles and layers to this whole thing. But
yes, there are.
What I wrote more than 24 years ago, I said, the diabolical audacity of those seeking to enshroud the world in a global tyranny is beyond estimation. There is no innocence they would not violate. There is no virtue they would not corrupt. There is no purity they would hold sacred. There is no truth they would not smear. There is no principle they would not destroy. There is no life they would not take in their quest to perpetrate the crime of the ages, that of destroying mankind's God-given agency, his freedom of choice, and his liberty. And truly, I think we're seeing a manifestation of this in every aspect. Now, let me just read you something else that was texted to me yesterday, and I don't know the origins of it, but I think that there's something we need to digest, get it in our mind, and stop saying this is going to go away. So here's what I was texted. There's no going back to normalcy. I kept thinking and hoping that would return, but this has created such a nasty divide that it doesn't seem repairable. Even if all the adults got their shot, it wouldn't be enough. They want our children and our babies next. And by the way, the CDC has come out with that. That was a parenthetical thing going on. And when people still get sick, they'll demand boosters. Then blame the outbreak on those who didn't get the booster. There's a frightening amount of people who want to make your health history public, who want those who refuse this shot or future ones to not have the ability to work or to feed your family. These people would likely slap their knees with glee if your children were removed from their loving homes. Don't bend the knee to these psychopaths, because even if you do comply, they will never be enough. It will never be enough. They don't care about you, and the moment you don't agree with their next stage of tyranny, they'll turn on you like a rabid animal. And I think what we're seeing right now is truly a time when we do need some Nuremberg trials. But the solutions, I believe, and I know that we've only got about 20 minutes left on this little get-together today, but you'll say, oh, how come you always go back to God? The fact of the matter is, I believe that the noose is so tight right now. I believe that they believe they have basically closed off all avenues. We don't know all the things, all of their preliminary action they've taken. Our governor in the state of Utah is complicit in this to the nth degree. And he may not know all of them, but he's willing to implement them according to as they're rolled out to him. So there will be a little bit here and a little bit there. It's like, you know, if you've ever been fishing, if you try and reel in too much at one time, sometimes things don't work out so good. The line gets broken or there's some kind of escape or it's just any number of things can happen. You've got to play the line a little bit to bring the fish in. Well, that's what I think is being done with us right now. And I believe the people that are doing so feel like they have covered all their bets, all their angles, all of the approaches, that they're closing off any escape hatches. And there's one they can't, absolutely cannot pull this off. And that is, I believe the God of heaven, who is the great and all-knowing and all-loving Father, will intervene if we conform ourselves to his standard wholeheartedly and unequivocally. We can't be doing gender bender stuff in our state and celebrating a whole month of that while asking God to help us with our weather problems. I mean, it's like, no, wait. You kind of got to be in the program. You know, are you in or you out? You can't be in Babylon. And, you know, even if you think you're out of Babylon, you can't have a summer home there. You've got to make the move that brings you into conformance to the divinely established program that has been here from the moment, well, it started in the eternities before, but it has been in mortality since mortality. Adam and Eve were here. They got told the program. Okay, here's how you do this. And there's going to be challenges, yes. But if you follow these guidelines, these signposts, if you will, that God ordained and established, it'll go better, and you'll learn what you need to, and we'll all get back together again when it's over. I mean, all our days are numbered and our years are known. There's no question about that. And I feel like when my time's gone and it's time to go, why would I want to linger longer? There's a better program that God has prepared for all of us. So I guess what I'm saying is, in spite of these monsters, that is that thing I read from a couple of dozen years ago, there's nothing that they would hold back on. There is no mercy. Compassion, you've called it, you know, what your experience was in the hospital.
Yeah, and I am telling you that I'm convinced this is an intentional, created I don't know what kind of weapon to call it, because it's the vaccine is not a vaccine. The vaccine is a experimental. What do you call it, doctor?
It's a biologic. I mean, it's a treatment, but it does not.
It's an experimental RNA manipulating.
That's right. There is nothing that's in this that prevents, you know, infection or in any way protects you. I mean,
all right, now listen, it's taken the CDC a long time to admit this, but they're even admitting this now. Headline says this. Well, let me get. Okay. CDC internal report calls Delta variant as contagious as chickenpox. CDC now says vaccines cannot prevent spread of COVID. CDC claimed that vaccines were preventative for variants, but now it turns out that they're admitting that the vaccines may be causing the variants. Tony Fauci now confirmed that it's clear that vaccinated people are capable of transmitting the vaccine, or I'm sorry, the COVID to other people. So, you know what? Vaccinated people could transmit infection, then why don't they have to be tested? The CDC has also reversed its position on masks, as you know, over and over and over again. But it's getting worse, and I'll tell you why. There's a new study out that says deadly Lambda variant could be neutralizing vaccines, new study says. Did you see this, Dr. Bradley?
No, I didn't. But you know what? I guess I've kind of become a little bit expectant of these kinds of things. You must fear. You must doubt. And we've talked enough times on our little get-togethers where I have said right from the very moment that this hit the ground in Utah in March, was declared a state of emergency 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks, before the first COVID-related death. A state of emergency. Well, we were going to get federal funds, but if we had an emergency going. But the fact of the matter is, from the very moment it's been here, I have recognized the agenda has been compulsory vaccinations. Now, I don't think the agenda ends there. I think the compulsory vaccinations will bring the next egregious step. But there is not going to be a break. People need to understand they think they've got us on the hook. They're going to reel us in. They may play with us a little bit. They may say, oh, you don't need masks today. Oh, no, you do need masks. Oh, if you're going to go back to church, you better put your mask on. I mean, oh, you're all vaccinated. That's okay. We still know that these things can still be virulent and they can be very threatening. So because you love your neighbor, you're going to put your mask on. There's no change. There is no relief on this thing coming. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that there's a Lambda something out there that they're suddenly the Greek alphabet is going to be all used up because they're giving, you know, the Delta variant. They're clear down to L? Are you kidding? Holy cow.
Yeah, Lambda has been around South America, started in Peru, and it's been hitting now South American countries, and it's going to be the big one. That's what they're claiming.
They're all
and stuff
big.
Like that.
They're.
Go ahead, Dr. Bradley.
Oh, they're all more big. They're all more deadly. They're all more threatening. Oh, we've got a fear. We've got a doubt. There is no help but man's wisdom.
All we got to do is flatten the curve, baby. Flatten the curve. Lies.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
No COVID-19 vaccination, no compassion. Deadly Lambda variant could be neutralizing vaccines, new study says. It came from Peru. I got a question. How do all these variants just come from places? How does the variant know I'm going to be the Lambda from Peru? Now I'm going to be the Delta from Africa. Now I'm going to be the original from China. Now I'm going to be the secondary original from Europe. And how does this all happen? None of them have broke out in America. We're supposedly the worst guys spreading it and not locking down and not doing these things they claim. Where's the American version now? How do these derivatives or whatever you want to call them, these variants or whatever word they use, strains, every time you use a word, somebody wants to argue with you about it. But anyway, how do these strains all happen and know their origins? And how do they just get more and more and more viral, more and more hostile, more and more like a weapon? Usually what happens is viruses that mutate get maybe more spreadable, but softer, not as harsh. They get less, not greater, mojo, so to speak. And what happens with that is then you get natural immunity across the country, across the world, because they spread faster, but they become more mild as they do, and it becomes a way to help inoculate the people naturally. That isn't happening with these wonderful weapons that are intentionally dropped onto certain countries and then mutated and then morphed into, well, it somehow just created in Peru there, morphed in Peru and then rolled back out to the world, right? Is that how it worked? That's not how these things work, doctor. Not in the real world.
Well, you're correct in your presentation of that. Personally, I just think they're racist. I think that we're going to get so we get these racist viruses that hurt us. I don't know. I'm just joking, of course.
You're not, because it's true. They say that blacks, yeah. And if this is a man-made bioweapon, which I'm convinced that it absolutely is, intentionally released on the world, look, there are racist origins. Black people and Latino people and everything else are having a lot harder time fighting this off than white people. So there is a racial component already implemented in this thing.
There is indeed, and the eugenicists are very alive and well among us. I mean, these are people that are doing the racial purification thing. We say, oh my goodness, Hitler, oh yeah, he's got this Aryan pure race, blah, blah, blah. And the fact of the matter is there have been a eugenicists all down through history, including Margaret Sanger, the gal that started the Planned Parenthood thing, and her association with W.E.B. Du Bois, the great communist. And the fact of the matter is, people have been trying to manipulate all of these things forever and ever and ever. And I've heard presentations by physicians. I am not a physician, but I have heard various physicians in the last year and a half. I've gone out of my way to get as much understanding and knowledge about this issue as I possibly can. And in fact, I think most of us that have really watched and paid attention, our understanding of these matters probably vastly exceeds your common everyday run-of-the-mill physician, because they spend, you know, what, a maybe a half a day on vaccines and these kinds of infections in their all their years of school. And some of us have spent at least 1,000 hours in the past year studying these things. And your presentation about the idea about how these things modify over time shows how the system God set up works and how they become kind of, you hate to use, you know, a political term in, that Bush used, a kinder, gentler flavor, but they come in, your body recognizes them, your body builds your T-cell antibodies, you get yourself in a position where you can resist the different flavors of it that are going to come down the pike, and that's just the way the system works. And they're dinking around with it, I'm afraid. And what's happening now?
Well, and that's why when I say, hey, they're intentionally doing this. This is the weapon. Anything that comes out that makes sense, they don't want. I'll give you an example. Let's say that I beat this thing, which I'm confident that I will. We'll get into that in the last couple of minutes quickly on how and what and all that. But all I'm telling you is, what happens now that I have natural immunity? I beat the thing. I suffered for 20 days. I got the right medications. I eventually conquered this thing. Now, natural immunity is 10 times more valuable than vaccinated immunity. Anybody who understands vaccines and who has studied them for years will tell you this is factual. This is not debatable. This is factual. But they won't even acknowledge the natural immunity that many, 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 many more than vaccinated Americans probably, natural immunity Americans already have, doctor. They're not even acknowledging that. That's nothing to them.
In fact, to them, they're absolutely not just downplaying it. They're trying to do everything in their power to debunk the idea that natural immunity has any value.
And why would they do such a thing?
Oh, you've had this all. Well, so you. But it's because they want you to take the jab. Not only is there a lot of money in it for this, but there's a long-term solution they're working on, and we don't know. There is no efficacy or safety studies that have been done that really are like what have been. You are the you haven't taken the vaccine. Maybe we're the control group. I don't know what we're talking about here. Maybe we're the placebo control group. But the fact of the matter is that there is a long-term solution that they're shooting towards, and it will be unending. I saw a thing the other day where there was this zombie-looking guy, and it says, you standing in line for your 56th booster shot. You know, and it's like there's no end to this program. This is the way it's going to be, and we need to get over the idea that if we just hold our mouth just right, we hunker up and bunker down for 2 weeks to flatten the curve, everything will be okay. Folks, we're a year and a half into 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and there has never been less progress and of anything in a period of time than there has been in the last year and a half. We have gone backwards. It's getting worse, and they're not going to let up. And so we've got to push back and say, no, not on my watch. This is not
all right.
Going
remember
to happen.
This clear, uncontestable fact, ladies and gentlemen. None of the experimental vaccines, which are being administered under emergency use authorization in your government today, none of them have been fully approved by the FDA, period. But they run around and tell you they're safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, and that's a lie. Okay? If they are experimental and they have not been approved through the normal processes, we cannot say they're safe and effective. And to do so, in my opinion, is medical malfeasance at the least, criminal statements, if you will, because they're deceiving the people. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci just came out. Listen to this. He just came out and said on Thursday, what's that, yesterday, right? That while immune-compromised people will need to get COVID-19 booster shots very soon, it's likely all Americans will need them at some point as well.
Look, Sam, let me just say this. They are going to get FDA approval by hook or by crook. It will be a political decision, not a scientific decision that is well-reasoned and sound. The military has been committed that by mid-September, they're going to have mandatory COVID vaccines, quote-unquote. This experimental vaccine thing that they always leave the experimental off, they're anticipating, I think, within the next month that there will be FDA approval. There is not one shred, not one iota of reason to believe that should happen scientifically. The VAERS reports alone would say there must be an immediate cessation of all administering of these things. The number of deaths, the number of adverse reactions, severe adverse reactions, life-changing adverse reactions, would indicate we're way beyond that point. This is a political decision. And the military now, sadly, tragically, and I've told you before how I was part of an experimental vaccine situation 50-some years ago, that against my will, I was vaccinated. I'm suffering still today from those consequences. But the fact of the matter is, this is going to be their movement. And people need to say, it'll come down to over our dead bodies, I'm afraid. But I'm fearful that peaceful restoration is slipping through our fingers. I mean, people have got to grow a backbone. We got to quit saying, oh, yeah, but my church leader said, if I'm going to go to church, if I just wear a mask, I'll be able to continue to worship. It's not going to end there, people. It's not. You are not going to get a little pat on the head and a gold star on your forehead, and they're going to say, you have been good people. Yes, yes, we're going to lighten the load for you for now. No, these people are diabolical. We must turn to God and His solutions, because mankind seems to have been put in a pretty bad box right now.
There's no question about it. God is the only real solution to turn to for real help. In the meantime, though, there are some good news pieces. Let me give you an example. U.S. doctors can now legally prescribe ivermectin for COVID-19. It's a huge rule change by the NIH, ladies and gentlemen. Ivermectin is now a therapeutic option for doctors and prescribers. January 14th, 2021, this came out. Did you know that came out then?
Well, they've been deep-sixing it, and, you know, the medical professionals.
I know, but listen. They now, since January 14, they can legally prescribe this. So they've allowed it because a couple of powerful, good doctors, Dr. Pierre Corey and Dr. Paul Merrick, pushed for this. They're founding members of the frontline critical team. It's COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance is what it's called, by the way. Along with Dr. Andrew Hill, they all pushed for this and got this change made. But as I mentioned, no hospitals, no doctors, nobody's trained in the use of this at all. They don't understand it's the solution. You ask them about it, and they're like, oh, yeah, I can't get that. Oh, yeah, that only works at the start of your treatment. If it's you've been around for a while, it's too late. And whatever. And the bottom line is they never have these real solutions roll out. Even though they're approved, you got to know about them. You got to bring them up to your physicians. You got to struggle to find a physician that'll prescribe it to you. People say, no, Sam, you can go get your own stuff. Just roll down to Cal Ranch, get some horsey stuff. You're about 1/10 heavy as a horse, use 1/10 of it. You put it in a nebulizer, do this, do that. All these home remedies are great, but you know what? A lot of people are not very concerned. Or I'm sorry, a lot of people are quite concerned, like myself. When I'm super sick, I don't want to make mistakes. So you got to find the right physicians that will help you. But they can give you literally prescription ivermectin, along with, and some doctors are saying, tetracycline is the antibiotic that can support it and that you can get well quickly. Well, I've been struggling for days and days and days to find the right doctor and get my prescriptions. That's held me up for quite some time. Well, Sam, just call frontline doctors. No, they take 5 days to even get back to you, folks. Okay, that's hospital day late, right, kind of thing. This is very difficult to accomplish. And we the people better learn to get together as a unique community of natural people, of God-fearing patriots, because they're going to say to all of us, no whatever, no compassion. No vaccine, no compassion. And we better create our underground, or whatever you want to call it, our barter network, and we better do it fast. And then we better turn to God Almighty, or we're in serious trouble. For Dr. Scott Bradley, topreservethenation.com, freedomsrisingsun.com, and for Sam Bushman, libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net, God save the Republic of the United States of America.